You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're getting a little bit of a change for the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah, bud. It's going to be cool.
Cool and rainy.
A little moist. Humid.
It's gonna be a nice break.
Sure is.
But what are you worried about the weather for?
Well, that's the thing. It's, of course, our last, like, 96-degree day for a while. And I'm super excited because today's the day I'm finally wrapping up the landscaping in my backyard. It's been our summer project to completely get the backyard landscaped. And in about 3.5 hours, I'm getting the last 2.5 yards of river rock delivered, which, according to my calculations, is about 7,000 pounds. Of rock that I will be moving today. And of course, and it's 95 degrees, so I'm going to knock it out and get it done and finally wash my hands of this. I can't tell you how excited I am to be done with this. The funny thing is, though, is Knick Knack already has another project lined up for me.
What's that?
It's the whole curse of being handy, Dom. She went out and bought all new tiles for backsplash. She wants a whole new backsplash in the kitchen. And she got it a couple weeks ago, and she's like, you want to start this? Should we start this? I'm like, let me finish one project first. Let me get the rock done, and then I can move on to this. And then right after that, she wants me to start remodeling the main level bathroom. So we've already purchased the vanity. It's sitting in the basement, and she's picking out flooring and wallpaper. And burr, 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 burr.
My goodness.
So I've got the next few months lined up.
Why don't you take all that rock, man, and let it sit there until the weather cools off?
I thought about that, but if it's going to be rainy and everything, all that does is add weight to the rock because everything's wet. And then when they scoop it, you know, there's a little bit of dirt and stuff in there. And I'm like, it's just going to be heavier.
Why don't you go throw a tarp over it? The rain won't last for long.
I thought about doing that too, but you know what? I am just a let's get her done.
Okay.
It's here. I want it out of the street. And I worry about theft a little bit. You know, people rolling up in the middle of the night.
Who wants river rock?
Quietly stealing my river rock.
Who would want river rock?
Oh, it's a hot commodity, bud.
It is?
People love rock. Yeah, if you're on Nextdoor, rock's getting stolen all the time.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I made that up, but I can just see it happening.
All right.
That, and it's a little bit of a liability because somebody could come flying down the street and hit my giant pile of rocks.
Don't put your cones out.
In their car. Yeah, we put the slow man out there. We've got one of those bright green slow man that hold the flag, you know, that's like that symbolizes kids playing.
Really?
So we put that out there with the rock so people can kind of slow down. Which, on a side note, nobody slows down for the slow man. What's the point?
Mm-mm.
You got to put it out like in the middle of the road.
Mm.
What a gimmick that thing is.
Anyway. I always laugh at the signs in neighborhoods. Drive as if your children live here.
That's true.
And I always think, man, if my children lived there, I'd be driving the other direction.
Uh-huh.
As fast as I could.
Get me out of here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So there's
good luck
weekend.
With your projects.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to
lose
Bob Vila.
A lot of water weight today.
Mm.
That's right. Slim down.
I had a new pest control company come out a week ago. And I said, I'm not happy with the people who have been doing that job, so I need you to do it. And they're like, no problem. You will not see a single pest. Since they've left, the number of ants has actually increased.
Okay.
So that's good. But the beauty was last night when my stepdaughter comes walking downstairs and I hear, she's got a certain tone of voice that I never want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
If I just hear from a distance going, Dom...
Something's wrong. Something's up.
Yeah. If it's a, hey, Dom, it's nothing. But if it's, Dom, then I know that it's not going to be something that am going to be happy with. And so she goes, you need to come see what's in my room.
Uh-oh.
So I went up there. It is the Latin name for it, because, you know, in the animal kingdom, they have...
And they make it sound fancier than
it
is.
Yeah, they got the fancy names. It is the Vejovis or Vejovis Carolinianus.
What is it, roly-polies?
Vejovis Carolinianus.
Those are the worst.
Which translates to the southern devil.
Which is?
A scorpion.
A scorpion?
Mm-hmm.
How did that get upstairs and into a bedroom?
I don't.
You got cracks. You got to get. Screw the insect guy. You need a caulking guy out.
We've been doing caulking.
You got to caulk some more. Caulk on top of the caulk.
My God.
Anyway, so what did you do? Did you go, ah, and run out?
That was the first thing I did. And then I came back in with a shoe. These things don't get that big. They're only like, the biggest they get is like an inch and a half or something like
kill?
That.
Are they hard to kill? I heard they're kind of hard to kill. But
no, this is one shot.
That was it? Boom.
One and done. And they're not poisonous. They will sting you.
That's good.
And it will hurt like a mother.
Well, but
where they are not poisonous.
Where there's so, one.
The headline of the story, because, you know, of course, we all Googled it, is scorpions not as dangerous as they look. But I'm going to tell you something. They don't look like fun.
I say you go put a couple more up there and get her to move out.